This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry, and we have a winner in the World Baseball Classic. It's its own sign of spring, along with spring training in the major leagues. And the final game in the World Baseball Classic has been completed within the last few hours. Jeff Beresford Howe, Takeaway Sports contributor, joins us from Los Angeles. Jeff, we have a winner.
We have a winner, Japan, 5-3.
And tell me about the game. I mean, Japan, of course, they're no stranger to getting into the finals and winning it all here. You know, how did the game proceed, and what were the standouts in the game?
The game was like that Ali Frazier fight in Kinshasa. Japan just kept slugging and slugging and slugging and slugging, and Korea slipped and took the punches the whole game until the 10th inning. They couldn't get past Ichiro. Ichiro is a force of nature, and he came up with a big two-run single and gave Japan the championship.
He plays for the Seattle Mariners, correct?
He does. He's the right fielder for the Mariners.
Right. I know that you're sort of personally involved in the tragedy that happened over the weekend in Oakland. Two cops killed in the course of stopping a motorist in Oakland. And I don't know how exactly it's related to you, but I do know that you wanted to mention that this morning.
Yeah, four, actually. Two by pistol and two by assault rifle. Two of the policemen worked security at Oakland A's games and were well-known and well-loved among many people there, including me. The city's devastated. It's a horrifying tragedy.
Well, it's a sad moment to sort of begin the baseball season as we move away from the World Baseball Classic and into the majors this year. Is there anything about the Classic and this game between Japan and South Korea that suggests what might be in store for even, say, Mariners fans going forward?
Well, the thing is, baseball people will tell you that spring training games don't mean very much. Players are still getting ready. They're working on things. And so the short answer is no. There's really nothing about these games that tells you what is going to happen this year. For the future, two young kids, Yu Darvish, a pitcher for Japan, and Artis Chapman, a pitcher for Cuba, burst onto the consciousness of baseball fans with a huge roar. They both throw 100 miles an hour. They both have wicked sliders.
Wow.
They both are trapped in their systems. Darvish in the posting system in Japan, and Chapman in the political system in Cuba. And nobody knows when they're eventually going to hit the major leagues. But they were spectacular to watch, and they're going to eventually be very, very wealthy young men in the United States.
Well, Jeff, is that ultimately what the entertainment value is becoming of the World Baseball Classic, particularly for American baseball watchers? A kind of a talent scout? Everyone can be a scout for the majors and watching some of these players that we would never see?
Yeah, we got to see a lot of guys who we never would see. The real revelation for a lot of baseball fans was the Korean team. Only one guy on the Korean team's in the major leagues. There is no reason why some enterprising general manager for one of the bottom feeders in Major League Baseball shouldn't fire their entire team and bring in the Korean
right.
team and play for a year. I think that team could make the playoffs.
Or even the team from Denmark, right?
The Netherlands.
The Netherlands, right. Netherlands. I mean, they were crazy in the beginning. Last time we talked, it was Netherlands over Cuba, right?
The Dominicans. They beat the Dominicans
that's right.
Twice. It was truly extraordinary. But a lot of those kids are in the minor leagues.
Right.
Most of the Korean players aren't even in the minor leagues.
Netherlands, Koreans. We can all be talent scouts watching the World Baseball Classic. Jeff Beresford Howe, thanks so much for being with us.
Okay.
Jeff Beresford Howe, Takeaway Sports contributor in L.A., watching the World Baseball Classic, Japan over Korea, 5-3 in 10.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.